Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
You know that feeling when you're at an Italian restaurant, the server is looking at you and you're not quite sure how to pronounce the dish you want? Instead of panicking and pointing, you want to make a bella figura, a good impression, and order like the locals do. So in this lesson, you'll learn a few simple rules to pronounce Italian words like gnocchi, bruschetta, tagliatelle, and any other Italian dish you want with confidence. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages.
Before we get started, we have news. We have a new YouTube channel, so you can now learn Italian with our videos over there too.
Well, it's not completely new. There are some old embarrassing videos of us teaching Italian from about 5 or 6 years ago.
We're bringing it back and we'll start sharing new lessons there very soon.
And we'd like to ask you a little favour. Could you click the link in the description and subscribe? This will help our new channel, new old channel, grow. And you'll also see more of our new videos.
For now, you can check out some of our old ones. The quality could be better, but there are still some useful lessons there.
We considered deleting them, but then we thought, what's wrong with showing the awkward beginning stages? It's a little bit like learning Italian, really. So we don't need to be perfect, and we also don't expect our students to be perfect either.
Yes, the most important thing is to get started and keep at it. Then you'll make lots of progress along the way.
And speaking of feeling a little bit awkward, let's move on to today's topic. So that feeling you get when you're about to order from a menu, but you're not quite sure how to pronounce the dish. In this episode, we'll teach you how to pronounce dishes like bruschetta and tagliatelle so that you can order from an Italian menu with confidence.
Katie, you just said bruschetta with a K. This is something I feel awkward ordering outside of Italy because when I say it in the Italian way, bruschetta, everyone looks at me like I'm saying it wrong.
It's true. So in most places outside of Italy, people are used to saying sh, like bruschetta. But in Italian, when you have the letters C and H together, it's always a hard k. So the letters S, C and H together sound like sk. In Italian, we say
bruschetta, bruschetta, bruschetta.
And the Italian G works in a similar way. So when you see GH together, it's always a hard G, just like in spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
And earlier I mentioned a different type of pasta, tagliatelle. This is another Italian menu favourite that can be tricky to pronounce.
Tagliatelle. 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 These are thick strips of egg pasta, typical of the Emilia-Romagna region. What makes it hard for learners to pronounce?
I think the main thing is the G-L-I letter combo in the middle. So a lot of people pronounce the G and they say tagliatelle. But in Italian, when you have G-L followed by an I or an E, like in tagliatelle, it's pronounced ly, ly. And this sound doesn't exist in English, so it can take a bit of getting used to. It's kind of a cross between a l and a y. So if you start with the l, 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 and then kind of try and smush a y sound in there as well on top, so you've got ly, ly, ly. You're basically saying the L sound, but you're keeping the tongue flat against the top of the mouth and sliding it forward. Ly, ly, ly.
Ly, ly, ly. Tagliatelle. tagliatelle.
And speaking of tagliatelle, these are often served with ragù alla bolognese, a meat sauce from Bologna. The word bolognese actually means that it's from the city of Bologna.
Bolognese. Bolognese. Bolognese.
And here's another sound that's important to master for pronouncing Italian dishes, the GN combo. In many ways, this is similar to our GL combo. Although you see the letter G, you don't pronounce it. The GN combo is a bit like a cross between a N and a Y. So start with N, N, N. Then try to smush a Y in there. N, N, N. This time you're saying the N sound, but again, keeping the tongue flat against the top of the mouth and sliding it forward. Ny, ny, ny.
Ny, ny, ny. Bolognese. Bolognese.
You'll need this sound for quite a few Italian dishes. Can you think of any more? There are two very famous ones. We have lasagne.
Lasagne. Lasagne, lasagne.
And one that starts with GN, gn, gnocchi.
Gnocchi, gnocchi, gnocchi.
And what about words like ragù, rigatoni and arancini? These all contain the Italian r, r, which can be a bit tricky to pronounce. I used to really, really struggle with it until I learned something interesting, which is that the single Italian R is the same as the American T between vowels, for example, in words like matter, M-A-T-T-E-R. Try saying it in an American accent, matter, matter, matter. Can you feel how the tongue flaps up really quickly, just behind that ridge behind your teeth? Matter. Matter, matter. That's the sound that you really want to make. Let's practice with the word arancini, Sicilian rice balls.
Arancini, arancini.
So let's start again with the word matter. Then try to say the same sound at the beginning of the word, arancini, ara. So we've got matter, matter, matter. Ara, ara, ara.
Then just add on the rest of the word. Arancini, arancini, arancini.
And once you're used to making that sound between two vowels, you can try at the beginning of words. This is a little bit trickier, but once you're used to it, you can start practicing with it. So let's try with a word like ragù. R, r, r. Ragù.
Ragù. Ragù. Ragù.
And rigatoni, a tube-shaped pasta with lines on them. Ri. 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 Rigatoni.
Rigatoni. Rigatoni. Rigatoni.
Next, there are a few dishes where the English pronunciation is close enough, but if you're learning Italian, you'll want to focus on the details, so that you can say them like the locals. The first is pasta. Can you hear how Matteo pronounces the two A's?
Pasta. Pasta. In Italian, we really articulate the vowels a lot. You have to open your mouth more. Pasta.
And notice how it doesn't end in like in English. So it's not pasta, but it's pasta.
Pasta. We also have pizza. Pizza.
So can you hear the E and the A in pizza? So to pronounce words like in Italian, it's important to really enunciate all the vowels.
Pizza. Another important detail is the double letters. In word like panna cotta, this Italian dessert literally means cooked cream. Cream is panna with two ends, panna, panna. And cooked is cotta with two T's, cotta, cotta.
Can you hear how Matteo makes the double letters really long, the double N and the double T?
Panna cotta, panna cotta.
And now we've finished dessert, I'd say that that's it for today's episode. So to see everything written down and get bonus materials like vocabulary cards and a quiz, you can head over to our website by clicking on the link in the description.
And don't forget to subscribe to our old but soon to be new YouTube channel. You'll find the link for that in the description too. See you next time.
Or as we say in Italian, alla prossima.